The White House wants to cut the number of federal science, technology, education, and math, STEM, programs in half. That's according to its fiscal 2014 budget proposal. John Holdren is the director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. He recently told a Senate panel the reorganization will save up to $176 million and improve coordination among the remaining programs.
Its centerpiece is a set of three overarching focuses with a lead federal agency for each one. K through 12 instruction, led by the Department of Education. College and university undergraduate STEM education and graduate fellowships led by the National Science Foundation, and informal education activities that typically take place outside the classroom led by the Smithsonian Institution. This structure will help ensure that related programs are coordinated and that resources are focused on programs that deliver the most impact per dollar in their respective domains. The administration will continue to support a wide diversity of programs, though. Every federal agency with a STEM education portfolio in 2012 will continue to have one in 2014, with the addition of the Smithsonian making a total of 14 agencies. Much of the planned consolidation is within the agencies to focus on programs that best leverage the unique assets of each agency and programs that are integral to those agencies' specific scientific missions and goals.
But Holdren says 7 to 8 programs will be eliminated altogether.
The ones that are being eliminated, adding up to, as I mentioned, $176 million, amount actually to about 15% of the spending on STEM education across the 9 agencies that are losing programs. 15% is significant. Obviously, there are some folks who are not pleased by losing those particular programs, and so we've heard about that. But I think on the whole, the agencies appreciate and understand the reasons for this approach. They understand the need for greater coordination, coherence, efficiency, and ease of evaluation. And part of their consolation is that some of the monies that are going into the Department of Education, into NSF, into the Smithsonian Institution to be spent in a more coherent, coordinated, and evaluatable way will still draw on the resources of those agencies to exploit their specific expertises and reach their agency-specific audiences. So while we're getting greater coordination, efficiency, and evaluation out of this, we're working very hard not to lose the benefits where specific agency expertises match education opportunities.
That's John Holdren, the director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. He was testifying before the Senate Budget Committee's Task Force on Government Performance. Now, that hearing also focused on duplicative federal programs in general. The Government Accountability Office has pinpointed 17 areas of duplication and overlap. But why the repetition? Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire says, don't blame agencies.
You know, one of the things I see is that members of Congress propose new programs, and then they don't even look to see whether there is a program already addressing the area. How much do you view that as a factor with where we have come in the duplication here? Or do you see that also happening in the executive branches, of both branches being guilty of this?
I think it happens in both branches. What happens are there are three different factors that I've seen sort of overall. One is there's an accretion over time. Surface transportation is one. We started out with the interstate highway system in the 50s. We added over decades to come up with 100 programs. So it happens over time. Secondly, you'll have a broad program to, say, provide training to somebody who's unemployed, and somebody will say, well, we're not getting to the veterans, we're not getting to Native Americans, we're not getting to the youth. So we need programs targeted in those areas as opposed to figuring out how to make the basic program work more effectively for those targets. And then thirdly, and defense is a whole sort of set of circumstances. There you have service-centric incentives. And you have stovepipes, and defense is replete with overlap and duplication.
That's Comptroller General Gene Dodaro responding to a question from for New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte. Now, Democratic Senator Mark Warner chairs this task force, and he's also sponsored that 2010 update to the Government Performance and Results Act. That law required agencies to set new goals and to measure progress on them. Warner says he now wants to look at duplicative programs, but also those that are underperforming.
Oftentimes, agencies will be happy to trumpet their most successful programs. What we found, though, was that what was not as often trumpeted or acknowledged was what were the programs that were least performing. And in an area of tight fiscal constraint, we have to not only look at those programs that are doing well, but we have to look at those programs that are underperforming. And the GPRA Modernization Act required agencies to identify outdated and programs that were not as high a priorities, and we've actually got some of those results in right now. And again, for those of us as we go through these challenging times, hopefully that will be a guidepost for us, not only the process that OMB uses, but for us in Congress to make some evaluations.
Virginia Senator Mark Warner speaking at a Senate Budget Committee hearing yesterday.